right. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. We thank God for today and what he is doing in our midst. We thank him that he's doing some mighty things in our midst, regardless of what we see or what we feel physically and what we see visually. We know God is a God of miracles. Amen. God is a God of mighty wonder miracles. And I want to talk to you today just for a brief few moments. Amen. About a word, about a miracle that God performed for his people in the midst of adversity, in the midst when the enemy was behind them and the Red Sea was before them. So you all probably know where I'm coming from now that I said that. I want you, if you would, turn to your Bibles, Exodus chapter 14, Exodus chapter 14. And part of these scriptures that I'll be sharing with you from, our motto text will be coming from NIV, and then some of the other texts will be coming from King James Version. Amen. So Exodus chapter 14, verse 13. And Moses said to the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today." Everybody say today. "For the Egyptians whom ye see today, ye shall see again no more forever." Somebody say no more forever. Amen. So I want to bring to you this teaching, this study. Fear not, stand still and see. Fear not, stand still and see. Father, we just thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your power. We thank you for the authority in this place, God. And as we come forth, Lord, I ask that you hide me behind the cross as I teach, Lord God, to give your people what thus said the Lord during these times. Let it be a word, Lord God, that they can hang on to, Lord God, during adversity, and remind them, hallelujah, the things that comes their way, hallelujah, that they will not work. The things that the enemy comes their way will not prosper. And so we just thank you and we praise you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Amen. So in this passage of scripture, you all know the story. In this story, Israel was encountered with an opposition. But before y'all know that, the opposition, they were in slavery. And when they were in slavery, of course, Pharaoh himself did not want to let them go. And full speed ahead, Moses, who was the deliverer during that time, the leader, led them out of captivity. Now, here's the thing that I want you all to keep in mind, that even though you are freed from captivity, the enemy will still be on your track. Amen. Whether we admit it or not, there are some things that the enemy, let me put it this way, doesn't like about you, doesn't like about me. But nevertheless, amen, God has given us a divine plan to escape the very traps, the devices, the strategies of the enemy. Amen. And so something that I wanted to share with you, I have a PowerPoint presentation, but it wouldn't come up there. But one of the things that I have here is in a threefold interval. The first one is the anointing. The first interval talks about the anointing, and that where it talks about from Isaiah 27, and then 1 John 2 and 27. The second one talks about talks about the power coming from Luke 10 and 19. In the third section, we're talking about authority, which comes from Matthew 28 and 18. So I'm going to encourage you all to, even if I don't read the scriptures, encourage you all to go back to those scriptures and help you understand what's going on and how to operate in the will of God during adversity. how to operate during the will of God during adversity. Now, I'm sure some of y'all will admit that while you're going through a test, temptation, a trial, it's not easy. It's not easy to stay focused. It's not easy to worship God. It's not easy to keep your peace. Amen. It's not easy to keep your joy. It's not easy to walk in love. But this one thing we know, that Jesus came that we may have life and life more abundantly. Because we know that the enemy's aim comes to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. Sometimes we just stop there, but it goes on to tell us that, and I am come, here's the good news, and I am come that they might have what? Life, and life more abundantly. Can we get some light up here? I'm sorry, the light just went off. And life more abundantly. There we go, thank you. And life more abundantly. And so God has given us, amen, a life that we can live a life abundantly regardless of what comes our way. When the enemy throws us a hook wing, if the enemy tries to bamboozle us, God is able, amen, to make a way of escape. Somebody say escape. He's able to make a way of escape. Even when that Pharaoh is behind us and he's chasing hard after us because he said, what did I do? Oh, I let him go? Why did I do that? I still need them to slave for me. I still need them to serve me. But at the same time, God has already released you, given you deliverance, whatever, let's make it practical, let's make it to your life. Whatever God has delivered you from, do you know that enemy will still try to chase you down, and try to bring you back into bondage? But you got to be determined that you don't let anything or anyone keep you from walking in your deliverance. Somebody say deliverance. And so now that God has given you that release, and you're going forward and you see that another obstacle is here. What is it? For the Israelites, it was a Red Sea. Something impossible. Somebody say impossible. But yet it's not impossible to God. God is able to do exceedingly and what? And abundantly and what? And above all that we ask or think, even according to the what? The power that worketh in me. Say, somebody say in me. So God has given us the power, the authority, and anointing that worketh in us. But here's the problem. Some of us, and I say myself too, sometimes I have to be reminded, but some of us are not using it. And so when we don't use the anointing that is on our lives, when we don't utilize the power that God has given us, we allow the enemy to come in and ransack our homes, ransack our job, ransack our health, ransack our environment, ransack our territory. But we got to, amen, serve the devil notice and let him know that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that raiseth up itself against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. He says, behold, I've given to you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all, somebody say all the power of the enemy. I said all, not some of it, all the power of the enemy. What do you mean, Apostle? Well, you mean, look, my rent is 3 months behind and you able to do that? All. What you mean, I'm having trouble on my job, but God, and just seem like I'm on the way out the door. You mean you can restore all? Well, God, I'm in trouble. My marriage is in trouble and we're on the brink of divorce. Man, you mean you can do all? God, you mean, listen, the ministry is, you know, receiving attack from the enemy. And you mean, God, you can restore all. God is able to do it all. So we look here in verse 13 of Exodus chapter 14. And it says, 13, verse 13. And Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever. Verse 14 says, the Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. We don't have to try to fight in places and areas where God has already fought for us. Notice I said fought. God is already paving a way for your situation. He just wants to make sure that you're believing in him. He wants to make sure that you're preparing yourself. He wants to make sure that you're ready. And so here's the things. Let's continue to go on. And so in verse 15, it says, and the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? Tell the people of Israel to go forward. Somebody say, go forward. Come on. Tell your neighbor, say, go forward. So he wants us to continue to go forward no matter how it looks. Look at verse 16. It says, but lift up your rod and stretch out your what? Your hand over the what? Sea and divide it. Some of us just simply need to take the faith that we have and begin to stretch it. Perhaps we're not believing God for the impossible. Perhaps we're looking at it naturally and say, I don't think God, you're... No, we got to say, God, you're able to do anything. God, I believe you for the impossible. So we begin to stretch forth our faith. And so in verse 16, it says, but lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea. So that rod symbolizes what? This is Bible study, right? Sunday school. Authority and power. We got the authority, so we got to lift up our rod and we got to use it. If we don't use the authority that God has given us, don't expect the enemy to move. Enemy, move out of my way. Do you think he's going to move when you come to him that way? Will you please get out of my way, enemy? Will you please let go of my possessions? Will you please give me the things that... No. In the name of Jesus, get out of my way. Satan, I rebuke you. Satan, I declare and I decree that everything that belongs to me, I shall have. Satan, I rebuke you. Take your hands off my pastor. You have no place in his mind. You have no place in his heart. You have no place in his body. God has given us authority, so every attack that has come against the people of God, we loose it right now in the name of Jesus. So we lift up the rod and we stretch out your hand over the sea and we divide it. We divide it. We divide the steps of a good man and woman are ordered by the Lord. There are times that we don't see it all. God's got a plan for us. He's got a strategic plan for us. But we got to take the first step. Then when we take that first step, then God says, okay, I can trust you a little bit more. Then you take the second step. Then you say, okay, they're really believing now. Then you say, oh, okay, this is a big step. And you say, and then that's when the waters open up, because now you fully believe what God's word says. You fully trust in what he has says. You're not looking around you. You're not looking at the Pharaoh behind you. You're not looking at the Red Sea in front of you, but you're just walking into your destiny. You're just walking into your promise. God has a promise for all of us. He says, the plans that I have for you, plans of what? good and not of evil to give you what? An expected end. What are you expecting? What are you expecting? If you're not expecting anything, then don't expect something. Oh, I'm expecting healing, but you never prayed and you never believe God. God, I believe you're going to heal me. If you're not expecting God to move in your marriage, if you're not taking the steps, if you're not fasting and praying concerning your marriage, amen. If you're not fasting and praying concerning your children, don't expect something. Because see, that enemy that you're dealing with is not a normal enemy. He's got, look here. He's got his imps. He's got his chariots and he's got his horsemen. I'm going to break the revelation down to that. Because when God showed this to me, I was like, wow, okay, God, let's keep going. So the next verse, what verse are we on? 17. Look at verse 17. It says, and I indeed will harden the hearts of the Egyptians and they will follow them. So I will gain honor over Pharaoh and over all his armies. What? Who is Pharaoh? Who does Pharaoh represent? Satan, the enemy. Now look at this. And it says, and over all his army. The armies are representative of Satan's imps. Y'all know Satan got his imps all around. You know, he's got them placed. Sometimes they even in the church, right? You know, trying to distract and trying to do things, trying to hinder the word of God. But listen, we got to keep moving. And it says, and over all his army, and look at this, what does it say? And over his what? Chariots. So when I began praying about that, the chariots represent his Satan's devices. Lest Satan get a hold of us, we are not ignorant concerning the devil's devices, as some are. So we got to remind ourselves that, amen, these devices that are coming against us, amen, are Satan's devices, but we're not ignorant. We see you, Satan. Have y'all ever seen the movie Avatar? How many of y'all seen the movie Avatar? Not many. Oh, y'all got to see the movie Avatar. It's a good movie. One of the favorite lines in Avatar, and they do it in a positive way, but two of the people, they're looking at each other, the avatars, and they look at the other one and they say, I see you. I see you. And for me, it was a revelation to let me know, amen, don't just look at the person. Y'all got to hear this. Don't just look at the outward part. See the spirit that's in that person. Then that's when you say, oh, I see you. I see, oh, you're a backbiting, conniving person. Oh, you're that person that you jealous person, that person don't want the best for anything. I see you, right? And then now, you just don't stop there. Okay, God's opened your eyes. Now what do you do? See, God has opened your eyes up. Now you can pray not against just that person, but against the spirit that's in the person. And when we pray against the spirit that's in the person, guess what? We pinpoint it. We pinpoint the that particular spirit, and we are on target against that spirit. Hallelujah. And then his horsemen. So we said that the army was representative of the imps, the chariots were representative of the devices, and his horsemen, listen to this, his horsemen were representative of Satan's leaders. Now, thank you, generals, colonels, the ones who got some power, principality power, people in the, I'm talking about high authority, from governors, presidents, to mayors, to the owners of big corporations. Those are the leaders, and sometimes they do things or make decisions, Congress, things that can cause bondage for God's people. But we are not ignorant concerning the what? Devil's devices, as some are. In verse 18, it says, then the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, and when I have gained honor for myself over Pharaoh, his chariots, and his horsemen. And the angel of God, when in verse 19, Exodus chapter 14, who went before the camp of Israel, moved and went behind them, and the pillar of cloud went from before them and stood before and stood behind them. Now listen to this. So as it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel, thus it was a cloud and darkness to the one, and it gave light by night to the other, so that the one did not come near the other all that night. And so what I was reminded of as I was reading this, when he had the cloud and the fire, it was representative of God's anointing, his glory. His glory, God, his glory was about to manifest in such a mighty way, you all, that the enemy didn't see what was coming his way. So what happened, that enemy was on his track. So much so that he, you know, he was indignant and he said, I gotta get him. I gotta get him. Look like they're getting some strength. I gotta get them. Look like they keep moving. Growth Temple Ministries keep moving. So I gotta try to do something to try to distract them, but we just keep moving. We're not gonna stop. We keep praying, hallelujah, because we're not going to stop. Hallelujah. We keep fasting because we're not going to stop. We keep proclaiming we're not going to stop. We keep declaring and decreeing what God said in his word because we're not going to stop. And so we got to keep moving. Now, here's the things I want y'all to understand. Even when the enemy keeps chasing you, God's going to cause their wheels to fall off. So the devices that they were using, guess what? God's going to go, he's going to cut them off. Cut all of the wheels off. And so now the horses are dragging them to look, let's say for instance, Pastor Gross is Israel, and they're like, I got to get to it, but they can't get to it fast enough because their wheels are off. And so they have been paralyzed, or shall I say they have been stopped or slowed down, disarmed, thank you, disarmed from doing what they were after them to do. Mm-hmm. And so everybody say, keep moving. Keep moving. Look at this and says, and then Moses, verse 21, then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night and made the sea, oh, wow. Go back. Let me rewind. But yeah, back in strong wind all that night. Some of y'all might be struggling all night long, but no, God is able to do it for you. Woo, listen, Pastor Gross, I didn't even see that one. He hadn't even revealed that one to me before, but that one just hit me. All night, and made the sea dry into dry land. And so no matter what the enemy is trying to do to you all, he may be trying to attack you all night long, but God is setting up provision for you all night long. He is opening up the Red Sea for you all night long. He is making the ground dry that was wet, that seemed impossible all night long. Hallelujah. And he is making a way for you when the enemy thought that he had you. He said, when the enemy come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him all night long. So what we have to do is say, devil, take your best shot
all night long, because God's going to be with me. Matter of fact, God is with me all night long. And while you are wasting your time trying to chase me all night long, I'm crossing over to the promised land. And just when you thought you had me, hallelujah, God's going to close up the waters on you, and you're going to be obliterated. You're going to be destroyed. So enemy, keep on chasing me. Keep on chasing me. Keep on trying to peck at me. One of the slides I have on the screen, and it has a slide of an eagle. And on, with that eagle, it also has a crow on the back of them. And y'all know that the eagles can't get to the crow because the crow is much smaller. But the eagle has something that, hallelujah, that crow does not have. And I want y'all to understand how I'm looking at the time here. The eagle has something that, hallelujah, the crow does not have. And so that eagle says, you know, this thing is getting on my nerves. And, you know, it's just like the Pharaoh's army. They keep chasing after you. The Pharaoh's army, they keep pecking at you. Listen, you may have some enemies at work that keeps pecking on you, keeps bothering you, keeps messing with you. But that's okay. Tell them, keep on pecking on me. Keep on pecking. Keep on messing with me. Hallelujah. Because you're getting ready to receive what God is going to do to you. And so as they keep pecking on you, they think they got you. And this is what's going to happen, you all. So that crow is on your back. Hallelujah. And it seems like that crow won't let go. But the eagle has something that crow has, and that's altitude. Hallelujah. So the altitude, it says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall mount, hallelujah. They shall walk and not faint. And do you know, as you are, hallelujah, elevating into the clouds, matter of fact, above the clouds, that crow cannot stand it. He cannot breathe. There's only a wonder. I don't know if it's another bird, but the eagle is the only one that can breathe in that atmosphere. So what am I saying to you all? It's time for us to enter into the heavenlies, where the enemy cannot peck on us. The enemy cannot destroy us. The enemy cannot move us. Why? Because we are in the heavenlies. Hallelujah. So we begin to pray. Hallelujah. So we begin to speak God's word. So we begin to worship. Hallelujah. In the atmosphere in which the enemy cannot stand. Do you know the enemy cannot stand worship? Do you know the enemy cannot stand prayer? Do you know the enemy cannot stand the word? So the hallelujah. Do you know that the enemy cannot stand around the anointing of God? Do you know the enemy cannot stand around the power of God? So we got, hallelujah, we got to embrace the power of God. Listen, if we don't have the power of the Holy Ghost, we don't have the power to fight the enemy. So the Lord has sent the word for us today to tell us, fear not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, and be filled with the power of his Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Because the enemy that we're fighting is not a normal enemy. Grove Temple Ministries, let me say that again. The enemy that we're fighting is not a normal, hallelujah, it's not a normal enemy, hallelujah, it's not a normal devil, it's not even the imps. This is a big one, but God said by his word, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord of hosts. So as we go in, I got one more minute. As we go in, as we declare the mighty works of God, as we declare him, listen, that crow is going to fall. Hallelujah. If he try to hang on, he's going to die. Hallelujah. So y'all got to know, just keep climbing. Just keep going higher. Just keep going higher. Don't stop where you are. Keep going higher into the high atmospheres. Hallelujah. Into the heavenlies. And as you go into the heavenlies, that enemy is going to be defeated on every side. It's that heavenly places. It's plural. So that means it's just not one place, you all. We got to seek God for the places that he has declared and decreed for us and weighed out, laid out for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My time is up. Amen. Come on, let's give God a hand of praise. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you would, hallelujah, guide this word in the people's heart, that they may be able to do all that you have called them to do, Lord God. We declare and decree, hallelujah, Lord God, that we will soar like an eagle, that we will not stay the same. As your word says, stand still and see. We see what you're doing, God, and we thank you. Jesus' mighty name.